Audio point 2. From here, you are able to sit and enjoy the view from the bench. Straight ahead and slightly to the right, perched on top of a smaller hill, is the hillfort of Moel y Gair, Llanbedr. Samantha Williams is the Hillfort Conservation Officer for the Heather and Hillfort project and is involved in the work on Moel y Gair. She talks about what it may have been used for.
From here you can see Moel y Gair Llanbedr. Hillforts possibly have many functions. They are defended enclosures, so they are something that is defensive. They have massive banks and ditches, which are called ramparts, and they would have had a wooden fence on top called a palisade. So that does suggest that their aim was to keep people out, so possibly places that they retreated to in times of trouble and conflict. But it could also be that they were sort of farming centres on top of the hill, a bit like a Hafod site in the medieval times. So you turn your flocks out onto the hill during the summer. So there could be centres where those people collected their flocks when they needed to sort of do shearing or something. And today, our greatest predator is a fox. But in those days, they had things like brown bears and wolves, and we forget that they were massive creatures. So it could be to protect your stock from those animals as well. And also, hillforts are on top of great massive hills, and they are really obvious features within the landscape. So they could be centres that people could gather to maybe celebrate births, deaths and marriages, or for trading centres where they could, you know, trade goods with other Celtic settlements around in the area. So they could have many, many functions. We just don't know.
Next, hear about the Bronze Age from Fiona Gale, Denbighshire County Archaeologist.
As you're sitting on the bench looking out towards the Vale of Clwyd and admiring the view, just look slightly to your right and you'll see this heap of stones. Higgledy-piggledy-heat doesn't look as if it's got much shape to it, but actually that's the remains of a Bronze Age cairn. Presumably originally it either had more stone there or was covered up with turf and earth, and somehow that's become eroded. Possibly in the middle of there we got a burial from 2000 BC, 4,000 years ago, maybe even some later cremations added into the mound. Difficult to imagine now from that heap of stones, but we've got to picture maybe a group of people coming up to bury their mother, father or whatever, and feeling much as we would at a funeral too. So we've got to try and put ourselves back in the shoes, if they wore shoes, of people in the Bronze Age.
When you're ready, follow the path onwards until you reach audio point 3 on a wooden waymarker opposite another bench. On your way, you will catch your first glimpse of the Jubilee Tower in the distance. For additional information on hillforts from Samantha Williams, continue listening, otherwise hang up now.
The features of a hillfort are that they have ramparts, which are big banks and ditches. Some hillforts even have more than one. They also have interned entrances, so the banks turn into the entrance, which would have been protected by a massive gate, so that made them quite a defensive structure again. On top of the ramparts, we would have had a palisade, which is a big wooden fence, and there would have been roundhouses within the hillforts as well. A roundhouse is a circular structure that's made of timber, which would have had a thatched roof, which would have gone pretty much to the floor to keep the walls dry. The walls would have been made up of wattle and daub, which is hazel or willow that's weaved through stakes and then covered in daub, which is a mixture of clay, animal dung and straw. And inside the roundhouse, there would have been a central hearth, so a fireplace in the middle to keep everybody warm. And that fire would have gone up into the thatch, and that would have killed any bugs that was in the thatched roof, and kept it nice and snug and warm inside. And they could have also had meats and things hanging from the ceiling, so it would have smoked the meat and kept it for the winter months. So it would have been a nice cosy structure inside the hill fort, nestled in, and could have been used possibly in times of retreat if the hill fort was a defensive structure, or maybe during the summer months they might have lived up there in the summer months. The roundhouse comes in different sizes, so there might have even been different functions for roundhouses, maybe somewhere like your garden shed is today. There is evidence for grain stores as well at Moerlegaí Rhesesmoor, which is just off the Clwydian Range outside our project area. They did a big excavation there and they found four post holes in a square in the ground, and it's believed that these are grain stores, a squared structure raised off the ground that they would put grain in to keep it and store it over the winter months as well.